We're on to that next C, and it's confidence. And I'd like to share some thoughts on how confidence impacts you as a leader. Well, hello there, and welcome back. This week, we're going to focus still on confidence, but this time as a leader. And I can tell you that I've had my ups and downs as a leader that kind of impacted that confidence for me. And knowing that I had to continually show that I had confidence in something, whether it's myself or my team, then that portrayed on how much confidence that my team also shared with me. That confidence really had to be built and developed. It's not always given. So I had to earn a lot of that confidence. The story I shared this week is about my time at the Walt Disney World Resort. And when I was in training at Disney. Now Disney, especially back when I first started there, was all about training and development and moving forward with new learning possibilities. Everybody thought that Disney was at the top of their game. And for me to go into the training and development team at Disney, that was key, that was huge, because my background was in education and psychology. And so for me, if I wanted to have more confidence in that realm, I needed to be successful in a big company like Disney. So as I look back at it, I had many points to where I applied to so many different roles, especially when I first started out and I didn't get them. I was already a leader in organizations outside of the Walt Disney Company. I was already a college graduate. I had a few different degrees at that point. I should have had enough confidence to move forward. And yet every time I applied for one of those roles, that confidence would kind of get hit. And it would get hit with, well, somebody has more experience than you do in this. Somebody has been here for 10 years instead of your 2. That confidence really started to wear on me, to where I really wasn't building it. And so I had to take a little different approach. I had to look at that momentum we talked about last week of where does it start? How can I grow it? Because it's not just that instant thing. It's that thing that I had to earn. So for me, I started out in costuming, to where I developed that confidence in my ability to understand where the costumes were, but also the confidence that I had when my teams would start to trust me on different things. When I moved over to the Disney University, I had to get that confidence that I was doing the right thing. And we had so many different opportunities at Disney University that I had to pick and choose. And one of those choices was when I was offered a temporary assignment or a TA assignment, to where I was a leader, but an informal leader. And a leader in a way to where we were developing self-development programs and leadership development programs, but it was only a temporary assignment. And that meant at some point I would have to go back to costuming, an area that I love because of the people, but it was challenging in that I wanted a career in education and I wanted a career in learning. And I can only do that by staying at the Disney University. So as I got through those programs and that temporary assignment was coming to an end, I had to find other things. And I had to look for things that were within my span of control, but also my span of influence. One position opened up in a statistical associate role at the Disney University. It was the first they ever had there, because most of the times it's how to develop training, how to deliver training, not necessarily how to measure training. You would think that a company that was known for the training and development world would also be known for how they measure it. We didn't really have it at that time. So I had to help tell some of the stories with data so that we can make a better case for whether we kept certain classes or we transitioned some classes to e-learning. As I thought about that role, it wasn't necessarily the role that I wanted, but it was the role that was open at the time that I knew I could perform well in. And so the boost of confidence that I got was from one of our leaders, Greg, at the time, where he said, I think you can do it. It's just really a matter if you want to, but you're also going to have to find this balance of other training, other storytelling outside of this role, because this role is very data-driven. It's a very, very much a progression of where you can be, but it also may form you into a leader that you could be. And that was kind of insightful to me, because I always thought that You go to work and you stay there for a while. My parents went to the same job for many years, and they had to deliver on the expectations of those jobs, but they didn't change really from what they were doing consistently. My dad may have worked at a few different places, but he was still a manager. And that manager piece transitioned from restaurant to tire shop to restaurant to other things that was consistent. So if I had to make a change, now was the time, because I was in my early 20s and I had to really think about what would help drive change for me. I didn't know that change with looking at data and telling the story with statistics would help change my career. It would give me opportunities that I didn't think I had moving on. But it really helped me grow as an individual, because it was not something that everybody else could do. And so as we started to tell the story about how many classes we developed at Disney University and how many classes we deployed at Disney University and how many participants came through the doors at Disney University and our satellite sites, that helped provide perspective for me. It also helped me build my confidence to where I just wasn't sharing my story in my small team, but I was sharing it with the bigger Disney University mindset, but also the bigger Disney University concept across the organization. And that helped build my confidence to share it more. We had an initiative called training repositioning, to where what we saw was that training was being used outside of budgets. And so for me, again, that shift to understanding data was kind of key to say, how much are we spending here? And what we saw is that people out in the areas and out in the operations were spending a lot more than what their budget was indicated for. Why? Because people need training. People need education. They need it to help build their confidence in doing their job, but also providing a seamless experience to our guests. And so instead of compromising the success of our guest experience, the leaders were taking that as an opportunity to do on-the-job training. Now, that's never captured in most ledgers, because what they will see is they will see a number for how much does it cost to train people. And training, many times, is the first thing to be cut, because we don't think we need it. As humans, we kind of need that reinforcement, that confidence, so that we are moving forward in the right direction. And that confidence has to grow over time, and it's up to the leaders to make that change and provide the opportunities to do so, whether it's on-the-job training or whether it's formal training. Make sure that you're providing that to your team. As a leader, you have that ability to encourage that behavior, not to discourage it. So when somebody says, "Can I go to this conference? Can I do this? Can I apply the things that I learned in this book on this website?" Find a way for them to do so, because that helps build their confidence. That gives them the momentum to do bigger and better things for your team and for the organization. So it's really what you decide to do with it as a leader. Make sure that you're building the confidence in your team so that they can learn and grow. A story I'd like to share that's outside of Disney is when somebody on my team showed that they had confidence in me as a leader. We had just transitioned. I mentioned last week that transition between HealthSpring buying Bravo Health. We had just purchased them, and our teams were growing. And that was confidence enough in the team, which I'll talk about next week. But we had one individual that wanted to be a part of this new team that we were growing and expanding in the different locations. This individual paid me the greatest compliment. His name is Steven. He said that, whatever it takes, I want to be on this team because I see where your organization is growing. I see where your team is going, and I want to be a part of it. If I can't transfer because I've only been here for a certain amount of time, if I can't transfer, then I will leave the organization and then come back. The interesting thing is that I didn't have a job open at that point for Steven to come back into. But he trusted and had enough confidence in what we were doing and the trust that we instilled so that he came back. Now, we did have a position that opened up. We were able to hire him back pretty quickly, and he was able to bridge his time. But for somebody to have that much confidence in you as a leader, for somebody to have that much confidence in you as an individual, that's significant. And that was a huge huge boost to my confidence, not only as a leader, but for what we were doing as a team and an organization. And that's the type of thing that you want to continue more of as a leader. Because what you're saying is that how I measure it is how I treat people. What confidence do I instill on the team? It's not how many widgets do you get done. That only provides confidence in you can do more. What it does is it provides you the opportunity to connect with people. As a leader, that's where your measure of confidence is. It's in what you're doing with the people that really help boost their confidence, help boost your confidence so that you're connecting with the people. Now, if you're a manager and you're managing things, then look at those measures that help check the box and build confidence in somebody for you to deliver on the checkbox. But if you're a leader of people, that measures that slightly different so that you can help build that confidence in others. How do you connect? How are you telling the stories? How are you looking for what boosts the confidence of your team members? As a leader, connect back with those individuals and ask them the questions. You don't have to ask your managers for that. You ask your team members for it. Because as you display that confidence in their abilities, they will grow new abilities, and then your confidence shifts to the confidence in those new abilities as well as the ones they've been demonstrating for a while. When you think about all the deposits that you make for confidence, think about where you're making the deposits for your team, and think about where you're making the deposits for others in your organization. Write those down. Share them with your team members, but also ask them to do the same, because confidence is not a one-way street. Confidence is others sharing some of that information and about you reacting to it, showing that your confidence is building. If you have a fear of public speaking, or somebody on your team does, have them talk in your individual meetings. Have them have conversations with other people outside your group so that they have the opportunity to share more. In one of our conversations in credibility, I talked about bringing analysts to meetings. This is also the way to help them build confidence, not only to use their credibility in the data, but to help them build confidence in public speaking and sharing new information. That helped many of the people that I worked with go on to have bigger careers in not just data analytics, but in leadership and mentoring as well. As you think about what other things that you can do, think about where you want to build your confidence, but also the confidence of your team, and then ask how many withdrawals you're making from that confidence along the way. Be very cognizant of where you're saying positives and constructive feedback. Constructive feedback is not negative. It's here's how I can help you build that confidence. And look for those opportunities, not only to grow, but to give them the confidence to ask you more questions and to choose other avenues and subjects in which to grow. So that is our C for this week, which is confidence, and confidence as a leader. I'm giving you some stories for me, how I receive confidence from my leadership, how I gave that confidence to others, and ways that you as a leader, or whether formal or informal, can make a difference and build confidence in others that you work with. Thanks, and have a great day.